It's the All Saints podcast for everything Brackley Town. Brackley Town.
Following Brackley Town, on and off the pitch.
This is the All Saints podcast.
Listen here for all the latest Brackley Town news, interviews, competitions, trivia and much, much more.
Road up at the Jakemans Community Stadium, and of course amazing ground as well. A lovely new ground, wasn't it? It's about 4 years old now, 3.5, 4 years old now. But of course it was Brackley took all the points in that massive game against Boston United. Of course those two early first half goals took things. If you've seen Danny Newton's goal, oh hello, hashtag naughty. Yes, what a finish there from Newton. In fact, both goals absolutely brilliant, all the goals in the first half. It was a 2-1 win though, of course, for the Saints. And what a massive 2-1 win. And what a run of form at the minute. But of course, after the game, Gavin spoke to Tim Carroll. And here's his thoughts.
Gavin, look, you're not one to get carried away. But we described this performance and the result as magnificent. And that's how it felt this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, full credit to the players. What we've asked them to do today is very physically demanding, but equally, like, mentally. It's such a tough task to be so professional, and you know, concentration levels have to be through the roof. And, you know, you're playing against really a team that are just, you know, so good at moving the ball, you know, real technically good players. And I'll be honest, like, yeah, I've been kept up all week. Like, Ian Coldhouse is known at this level, really, for being, like, a master tactician. You know, he's a real tough task, so you know it's great for us to be able to get the win today, because like I say, with sleepless nights having to try and deal with his teams, you know, he's so good at being able to flip in the middle of games as well and how to rotate centrally. It's a real conundrum, but you know, like I say, you know, we can put together a game strategy for the players, but they have to, you know, they take it onto the pitch and have to put it into practice. So it's just full credit to them. They were absolutely magnificent to a man today.
A tough place to come, hostile crowds and really tricky conditions with that blustery wind.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal setup. You know, you look around, it's, you know, credit to them, they've really, you know, done well, and it's a beautiful place, great surroundings. The players must be licking their lips coming and playing here, but like you say, you know, the fans get behind them. They've always been the same, you know, even back in the old days at the old ground. I remember they used to beat on the top of the sheds, and you know, so when you're in the technical area in the dugouts and stuff, there's beat on. So listen, that's you have to come to these places, and they're the things that you have to cope with. Is what makes Boston Boston, you know, such a formidable club and team. So look, you know, we're ecstatic to come away from a place like this with a win, but I just think it shows how much we've evolved, how far we've come. We always said it was going to take a bit of time, but you know, we seem to have found a bit of rhythm. But as you rightly say, you know, no one's getting carried away. I think we've secured our place in the playoffs today. It's important now we just try and again show that professionalism of trying to finish as high as we possibly can, and then, you know, recalibrate and look at what we've got, the challenges ahead we've got in the playoffs.
And score two really good goals, two very good finishes, and always feels particularly satisfying when it's your two strikers who are on the score sheet.
Yeah, you know, they look dangerous all game. You know, equally with Morgan Roberts, you know, we're so lucky to be able to have them, you know, being so passionate, and, you know, they're so forward thinking. But it's the way we play, so yeah, they're just excellent today. Pleased for them, because I said to both of them, you know, you're due a goal now. Danny's was an exceptional finish, and again, you know, Connor's just fantastic at anticipating the little run. So really pleased for the players, and, you know, again, credit to all of them, because I'd like to, you know, mark out individuals, but the reality is it's such a fantastic team performance.
And it's always the goals that attract the attention, but just defensively throughout the team to withstand a lot of pressure in that second half, that must be particularly pleasing.
Yeah, you know, I did mention to the front three, they're so good, when, you know, as soon as the ball turns over, they're just ready, you know, they're set, and we're ready to, it starts from the front, you know, and Gaz and the lads at the back obviously have been incredible, but they're equally as demanding of the lads at the front. And then, you know, when you look at the performances of Tommy and Shep today, they're really into their rhythm, and we feel physically really strong. So, like I say, loads of positives. We're really pleased to now secure our place in the playoffs. It's important now that we do ourselves justice by really carrying on that momentum, going to the playoffs, to see what we've got, the challenges that we've got. But make no mistake, you know, there's no point coming all this way and then, you know, falling the final hurdle. So I think it's the messages to the lads are recovery is important. We'll be back in Tuesday as normal. Enjoy that tonight, of course, because it's, you know, again, like I say, when you go up against the Ian Culverhouse team, so you know what you're in for. If you get anything against them, you know you're pleased. So to get that win today, you know, is particularly pleasing. But again, you know, full credit to the lads. You know, we're really blessed, thank God.
We've enjoyed the afternoon. Well done.
Cheers, Tim.
Absolutely brilliant there. Tim Carroll speaking to Gavin Cowan after that 2-1 win. And yes, all to play for. And what a result up there on the road in Lincolnshire.
Following Brackley Town, on and off the pitch.
This is the All Saints podcast.
Kingsland Nerham. An amazing club, so close last year, and then, you know, in that battle they've survived this year. And I just need to be really serious for 30 seconds about our neighbours down the road. And I know it's a Brackley Town show, and it's all about Brackley Town Football Club and stuff like that, and it's 3B's Radio, Brackley, Brickham and Bicester. We don't cover Banbury, but I just need to say this, that of course they're down, they're gone. Yeah, thanks for popping in and stuff like that. But tongue in cheek here, I need to be really serious. Let's get some music in the background here, because let me just find some music a minute and find this, because that's what I'm looking for here. Because yeah, let's just get some music in the background here so we can get this on the podcast. And of course, it's a weird thing. This week I was listening to I don't know if you'd listened to the non-league show on BBC Northampton, and I was listening to it this week, and Jimmy Armstrong was on it this week. And Jimmy Armstrong, being Jimmy Armstrong, absolutely brilliant interview on the non-league show. Catching it on BBC Sounds. I know it stops listening to 3B's Radio, but listen to it because it's brilliant. Jimmy is just a great character. And of course, the Neaton lad. And of course, what's happened to Neaton this year. And generally, and I speak to people, and I was talking to somebody last week, highly involved, one of my old bosses on the radio, and just saying, you know, stop pussyfooting around and ask the questions. And it's weird that down at Brackley, you know, you've got likes of Mucks comes down, Terry Muckleberg, great, like, good friend of mine. Phil Lyons is down there, of course, ex-Brackley manager as well. Roddy Johnson, ex-Brackley player, now Banbury chairman, all down at SJP on match days. And generally, I have no malice or hatred. You know, I used to work for their radio station. You know, they genuinely want me back. I don't know how it's going to work, but, you know. But, yeah, and generally, and listen to the interview with Jimmy this week, of course, with the demise in the Neaton. And it's weird with Banbury at the minute, and I know it's a Brackley Town show, but I just need to share this on air. I need to get it off my chest, on air, in public. I know, it's a very, you know, pumping up the kickoff, and it's now, you know, it's coming at 29 minutes past one. But non-league football isn't football without fans. It's non-league football's the only thing in the world. You know, you go to the Premier League, and I saw this week was £72 a ticket or something like that to go and watch Leeds away. I think it was Southampton, Leeds, something like £72 ticket, £52 ticket. Stuff that. I don't spend £52 in a weekend going out. Yeah. Not watching a game of Championship football. 10, 12, 13 quid. Go watch your local club. You can have a beer with the players after the game. Have a laugh and a joke. And depending on who your away team are, have a laugh and joke with the away fans as well. And generally, the Tamworth fans the other week, absolutely brilliant. Got to be honest. Tamworth fans, you know, I'm sorry we weed on your bonfire, but you know, you're amazing. But yeah, generally Banbury, and it's a club of such heritage and history. You know, I think Banbury Spencer, and okay, it's a ramshackle ground, but it's a lovely ground. And back at the old place, that OB did with the commentary, Brackley versus Banbury, one of the first ever radio commentaries I ever did, to be honest. I was new to this commentary malarkey. One day I'll get the hang of it. But yes, and the guys at Puritans, they looked after us, and you know, mixed in, you know, community radio together. And generally, there's a lot of things in my head that I could probably share with people inside my house. A lot of things I can share with my very close circle. My close circle is my close friends, all three of them. Other things I can say on air, which I can't actually say on air. But genuinely, of course, Banbury United, they're mathematically relegated. I don't know, I put a post on my socials on Tuesday, you know. We need a new scoreboard because, you know, you count them 30 goals against Blythe. But it is sad. And genuinely, I hope that things get resolved there. You know, rebuild in Southern League, rebuild, come back up. Just, I could be honest, not next couple of years, because we're going up as well, so you know, a couple of years breathing space. But yeah, I just want to share on air this afternoon. There's some thing that, yeah, there's some people that, yeah, oh, we don't like them, yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, even as a Northampton Town fan, unless All Saints show, I'm sorry, going deep and meaningful here, I just need to get this off my chest. You know, Northampton Town fan, you know, we don't like the up the road. And I was gutted this week that when the Bristol Street Motors Trophy, might you have seen some of the bits in between, some of the highlights, should we say, from the stands. Don't feel the comment. But I like Barry Fry. I think he's an amazing bloke. When I was at the Cobblers the other month working, and I want to get my photos up with him, I thought I'd just get lynched. 7,500 fans, I'll get lynched if I get a photo with Big Batter. And just come back to it, you know, and so many clubs in trouble at the minute. Some of the big clubs as well, should we say. You know, Torquay United, you know, they've had their 10 boys deducted. You've got Truro City playing 180 miles, 140 miles away from home. I think they've played three games since we're on air. You know, their fixture backlog is so bad. And go out. If you can't, if you don't like Brackley Town, or don't want to support Brackley Town, just 1 week, next year in the close season, be a day tripper in the good weather. Go and support your local club, especially in the Freebies area. We've got some amazing clubs, Buckingham FC, we've got Winslow United. They've had issues this week with just trying to find the radio-friendly word here. Idiots that have wrecked the ground again. You absolute... what's it? You know, you might be able to play better. Some dude get you off the Xbox. You know, I'm not going to say the rest of that phrase, but you know. And we've got some amazing clubs. You know, you've got Buckingham FC, you've got Brackley Town, you've got Ardley. You've got some brilliant grassroots sides as well. In the Jersey League, the Banbury League, Milton Keynes League. Go out, watch a game of football. Get involved in your community and do stuff. And like I said, it's warm-hearted rivalry, shall we say. You know, what goes around comes around. I think, to quote the Peter K phrase from Phoenix Knights, if you play with feathers, don't expect you to be tickled. Yeah. I think you know the word in between that, don't you? Yeah. In general, I just want to get off my chest. I've been thinking about this all week on the show. And I just want to get it off my chest that, you know, it's not gone right for our neighbours down the road, shall we say. But we shall see.
It's the All Saints podcast for everything Brackley Town.
A lot of things I say on this show, and a thing I say on this show here, are very much tongue-in-cheek, but generally, and it's really sad, you know, what's happened. And there's certain teams you always want to see relegated. You know, you're a football fan, you want to see them, but I can't say a lot on air at the minute. But yes, that's what I'm saying there, and just hopefully they bounce back. In the meantime, though, of course, it's a bit of a weird show today, and well, crikey, after that last link, there's the most surreal bit. But of course, a lot of midweek action, of course, Banbury's game, of course, was called off on Tuesday night. They played on Thursday. And it's really weird now, because normally we do this show live from the venue, but due to, like, so many other commitments, including the under-10s, we're on tape. Yeah, we're on tape, and it's Tuesday night. Yeah, so, but we haven't got Tuesday night's results, and of course, a lot of big results, including, of course, that big result involving Brackley at the top of the table, where Kings Lynn with that 1-0 win on Tuesday night, up at the Wakes, and what a great result there for Brackley. Of course, Chorley's game in hand, they lost, of course, down at the bottom, of course, Peterborough beat Farsley, avenger that 1-0 defeat at the weekend. They beat Farsley 1-0. Rushall, unsurprisingly, beat Bishop Stortford 4-0. So, up at the top of the table at the minute, let's just, to be honest, not going to make a lot of difference, is it? After Thursday's result, if it's on. Of course, on Brackley now, sitting on 79 points in third place. Two games to go, 3 points behind second place, Gunthorpe. And let me just do the maths here. 74, 77, 80. 1 point. 1 point in two games will guarantee them a home game whenever in the playoffs. Of course, Chorley losing that game in hand leaves them 2 points behind the Saints. Sitting there, of course, just having a look at the fixtures. Of course, down at the bottom, of course, Fars now drop into the bottom four. Banbury mathematically relegated, but will just, you know, live in hope. You never know. You know, 31 goals for Brackley against Blythe and Banbury stay up. That's all you need. 31 goals at the minute. That's all you need. Yes, we can do this. That's when we need a new scoreboard. But, of course, down at the bottom, it's getting interesting as well. And to be honest, all the way up to, let's have a look, Kings Lynn still. Kings Lynn still not mathematically safe at the minute in 15th place. Meanwhile, at the other end of the table, of course, are the playoffs. And just doing the maths here, 2-6-65. All the way down to Spennymoor in 10th place. Any team could make them playoffs as well. We shall see on that one. But of course, some great results in the week.
Following Brackley Town, on and off the pitch.
This is the All Saints podcast.
I was lucky this week. I was working with the youth sides on Monday night. Went to the train station, went and covered for them. Because I normally work with the under-10s, Tigers, that's my side. And I went and worked with the other youth sides, went and covered their training session. Absolutely brilliant, just seeing just the faces, the voices, the enthusiasm. And I did it again this morning. I'm saying this in hindsight. Wednesday night. Yes, I know what day it is. I guess it's a pre-record. Yes. Wednesday night as well. Working with the under-9s as well. And on Wednesday night, I merged my squad in with the under-9s. For a joint training session, and just seeing the enthusiasm and the fun amongst all the kids in the club. And it's one of these things at Brackley Town. It's such a community club that, you know, the kids, you know, get involved. And one of the best things about it, it's not just the football, the kids playing football, which is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But it's also just the side of them on a match day. And what I just said in that thing about, you know, non-league football, that, you know, you go to the Premier League, you go and watch the game, you go home. You get League One, and you know, League One, League Two. I'm a Cobblers fan. You know, I'm lucky enough. I get to be. I'm not even in a circle. I'm the periphery, so I get to see things. I get to do stuff. I was lucky enough to do a Legends game the other week and got to meet some players. And like Kaz and Fred met back with Bayo Akinfenwa. Even the excitement of trying to get his name out, and generally on his YouTube video. Yeah. Oh yes, I got it right that time. Can't do it on a radio show this afternoon. But, you know, you don't get to see it. You know, hang around outside the front door. Might turn up. Non-league football is the best, generally. Non-league football is the best. But, you know, the other thing as well, just playing football as well as kids, you know, making memories, making new friends. And I'm thinking of my squad with the under-10s. You know, 1, 2, probably about 3, probably 4 different friendship groups with schools. And for an hour on a Wednesday night, hour on a Saturday morning. They're all friends. They all know each other. They'll look out for each other. And that is what it's all about. Football, you know, a great thing.
Following Brackley Town, on and off the pitch.
This is the All Saints podcast.
Generally, I've got so much nerves. I was doing soccer school this morning. I'm really lucky. I'm one of the academy coaches at the club, in case you didn't know. And I run the, not the academy, sorry, the Player Development Centre, of course, we're called now. Sorry, I've been that long now. It was the academy when we started. It's now the Player Development Centre. And I'm normally with the under-10s. I've now got soccer school as well with me. And it's just absolutely brilliant. I'm with a load of 4 to 6-year-olds this morning, working with them, teaching them about football. And generally, the biggest kid... Yeah, you can guess who it was. Yep, me. I'm absolutely shattered now. I've done 2 games already and it's 1 o'clock. You know, I've done soccer school. I've done the under-10s this morning. I'm just absolutely... You know, I might not even make sort of the end of, you know, part of part with Thubster that follows me. Yeah, sorry, Thubster. I would love to listen to your show, but I think I'd just be flat out on the sofa with my coffee. But yes, of course, where were we? And of course, those players, they could be players of the future. And who knows? There could be the next... Who knows who? And of course, one of the best things, I'm just digressing here quickly, that one of the best things about Brackley Town Football Club, and I was talking to a friend of mine, Andrea, who I work with, who comes down every week now. Her grandson plays for the under-10s as well, one of the under-10 sides. So what a family atmosphere it is. And I said, yeah, it's brilliant. I absolutely love the atmosphere down there. That there's people now I see, and okay, there's some people, you might be listening, you absolutely do my nutting, because you'll approach me at Sainsbury's on a Tuesday lunchtime, and it's just like, so what's going on then? What's the news then? I don't know. I've come in to buy a quiche and a Ginsters. Yeah, I haven't got a clue. Stop asking me questions. You know, my eyes have got different postcodes. But then again, I've made some amazing friends, and I'll chat to anybody about football. Yeah, people know this. I'll talk to anybody about football. And one of the things is, in the real world, and football's one of these things that there is no, especially non-league football, there's no class. Now, it says on my screen at the minute, play Gav interview. Yeah, we're getting around to that. There's no class, there's no boundaries. That, you know, the lawyer will be next to the bin man. The bin man will be there next to the postman. The postman... who's forgot to deliver the letter number 32, is standing next to the bloke from number 32, who's remembered, I did not put the dog bark too loud and I did a runner. And that is what it's all about. In the real world, I've made so many friends down the club, you know, of people I wouldn't be friends with in real life. I mean, I've got to be honest, I love the man to bits. I love the man to bits. But in the real world, me and Tim Carroll wouldn't be friends. Not at all. I mean, apart from the fact that he wears posh suits and uses long words, in the real world... we wouldn't be friends. We wouldn't have a laugh and a joke and get on so well. I loved him to bits. He's brilliant. And if you get to know him, he's got such amazing dry sense of humour as well. And one of these people, when I first started, you know, I don't probably think he got me, to be honest. And then we've become friends and we've worked together and obviously do the commentaries together. And we've done stuff socially as well. And it's just brilliant. And people like that, that you make friends in non-league football. I digress, but yeah, that's what it's all about. So it's your first time today. Hang on, you might have a bit of a moment here. There we go. Helicopter coming in. What's happening here? I've been invaded. Hang on, let me a button. There you go. There you go. I'm not quite sure what's happening there. I'll tell you what. There you go. It's reconnected. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I just got invaded by Daleks there. Yeah, people wouldn't be whisked away into the sky, but that's a different thing. But anyway, let's get back to Saturday, of course. And football unifies everybody, and that's what non-league football's all about. And what a day Saturday, especially as well. And it was just an amazing atmosphere. I just need to say this, that, you know, saw some comments on the socials. There's a lot of police in Brackley. A lot of police in Brackley on Saturday. What's that for? Oh, it's the Brackley Town football. It's not... It's not, and if you listen to this for the first time, it's just like, you know, you're typing this, oh, there's football on, it's Brackley Town Football Club. It's nothing to do with us. It's, a lot of it now is down to the police. The police, because of the level the club play, it's not village football. This is a decent level of football. There's 2 divisions off the Football League itself. You know, Forest Green, the bottom of the Skybet League 2 at the minute. Ironically, Brackley could be playing them next year in the league. I hope so. Kim gets some extra burgers on that day. But that's a different story. But yes, but you know, it's a really, really high level of football. Some big clubs come to Brackley. And if the police say, we're doing this, we're going to do that, they do it, and they dictate. That's why, you know, some games are early kickoffs, because, you know, the police say we need to do it this time. I mean, you know, thanks to Banbury for, you know, voluntarily relegating themselves. That makes some, you know, some police leave now available over Christmas and New Year. But joking apart, you know, the police presence is there. It's not for the safety of Knox the football hooligans. It's the safety of everybody else, because some of these big clubs attract idiots. When I was first at the club, I've been there 8 years now, and, you know, I remember in my first season, this afternoon's attendance is 212. We thank you this afternoon for your support. I knew that was embarrassing. I knew that was rubbish. Absolute rubbish. Today's attendance is 212. I thought, you know, we're in the sixth tier of football in this country. Top 125 clubs in the country. I'm thanking 212 people for turning up, and, you know, 152 of them are from the opponents. You know, now, I mean, Saturday it was, again, over 1,000. There was over 1,000 fans from Brackley. You're about to hear in this interview. It's brilliant. Get the town behind it. And bigger crowds, you're going to get a few muppets. Yep, it happens. I've got friends that are involved in clubs that have gone up through from National League North up to now Scarbet League One and whatever. And the bigger crowds attract the muppets. I knew Saturday, at the back of my mind, that there wasn't going to be any trouble, because obviously, and it was horrific, generally horrific, what happened at Chester. It's the, I mean, I've been to, you know, Cobblers games across the country. I've been to Coppers Peterborough, remember going to Oxford, what, about 5-6 years ago now, and somehow we ended up parked behind one of the main stands, and I'd go through the Oxford fans to get back. And there's people I knew, people I see, you know, in the Plough and the Greyhounds down at SJP. And they're just like, "Ooh, don't even speak to me right now." You know, snuck through them. Ironically, I had to go back to Blackbird Leeds that night. Yeah. Oh, that was fun as a Cobblers fan. But, you know, it happens. You know, rivalry attracts, you know, the idiots. And the police do it for a reason. And Saturday, it was going to be quiet. I knew this because, obviously, what happened, and horrific scenes up at Chester in the playoffs. And, again, I just want to say a personal thing to Denise Stevens, who rescued Haz and Fred while it was all going off. I know some of our fans got stuff. They literally just grabbed one of them. I don't know which one it was, because the other one just followed, because it was just all going off. I just grabbed them to the back of the stand to safety. Wrexham fans turned up. A little bit of sort of rivalry, had some fun. Wrexham were going to get promoted on Saturday. Now, are you going to see your team get promoted with your Hollywood money? Or are you going to come to a small town in Brackley and, you know, smash up a bus stop? Yeah, we knew. And the Chester fans, and I went to the away end a couple of times on Saturday, and they were good. You know, disappointed they didn't get promoted. They had a few, you know, people with them. But it was good. And it's, I don't want to tempt fate and say it will never happen again, because you can never say anything in football, full stop, on the pitch, off the pitch, whatever. But it was great to see the Chester fans, and the ones I spoke to after the game, ones I spoke to during the game when I was in their end as well, just as we went through, went up as well. It was great spirits, and it's what non-league football is all about. A little bit about the Brackley support, though, is on its way, because, of course, that 3-1 win, two goals from Connor Hall, of course, made the non-league paper team of the week, along with, I want to say, Tommy O'Sullivan. I've lost my non-league paper at the minute. I can't find it. But, of course, two goals from Connor Hall. He was man of the match on the day. Also, of course, the prolific Danny Newton as well. And these were the thoughts of Gavin Cowan speaking to Tim Carroll after the game.
Gavin, must be much to be pleased about with this afternoon's performance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, really, really well-deserved win. Excellent performance all round. Just really, like I say, just only thing we would have probably said about ourselves is first half, I think we were a little bit stop-start. You know, great lesson for us, just a little bit of a learning curve, just to make sure that we know that we need to stick to the agenda, do the things that we're speaking about behind closed doors. So, yeah, we just felt as though it just became a bit stop-start first half from our perspective. And obviously, we found ourselves 1-0 down, which was disappointing. But, yeah, the reaction from the players was just incredible, and that's what we expected.
And I know you don't like to single out players, but the front three today were quite something special. Connor Hall and Danny Newton getting the goals.
Yeah, again, you know, can't speak highly enough of them, but you know, we've got another game to go now. We've got a playoff campaign to make sure that we're like that in every game. So, look, yeah, it's really positive, and it's you know, really setting the tone for what it is that we want to do. But, you know, I thought all the players were excellent to a man. You know, I think the front three were superb, midfield. and our defenders were just incredible. So yeah, listen, it's another step towards where we want to be. Real positive result, excellent performance.
And a terrific atmosphere around the ground. Over 1,000 Brackley supporters turned out today.
Yeah, good. You know, like, you know, I've been full of praise for the supporters, the football club in general. You know, it's a very brilliant football club with a lot of connection between the club, the supporters, and the players. So that's the trio that I think every football club will aim to achieve. And I feel like we've got that here, which is, you know, right way back when, at the start of the year, before we came back pre-season, I was, you know, really privileged to take the position, because you could feel it. You know, having been here at the back end of last season, you could feel that connection between everyone. And yeah, just makes my job easier, because look, you know, winning games helps, but I think even at the start of the year, when the performances were great and we weren't quite getting the run of the mill, you know, everybody sort of could see what was happening and believe in it. And that's you know, something I'm really privileged for and really thankful and grateful for. So look, supporters have been great, they'll continue to be so, I'm sure. Excellent day today. And just hopefully we can just keep taking each game as it comes, not get too excited. Got a game to win next Saturday, hopefully. And then go on and really try and make the best of this playoff campaign to get to where we want to get to.
As you say, just one more game of the scheduled season remaining, and you'll be expecting a tough test next Saturday.
Yeah, no, you know, no tougher places to go, is there? Blythe away. But we'll prepare like we know we can. And as a football club, we're preparing properly for these things and making sure that we give the players the best chance. And then ultimately, the players have to perform, which is what they've been doing for a long time now. So, you know, no complacency. We have to make sure that we're positive and professional and stay on the front foot, and make sure we're you know, relentless and ruthless with everything, the way we go about what we do. So that's the expectation. That was the message to the players. Yep, enjoy it. But come Monday, we need to be back at it. Certainly Tuesday, should I say.
Well, it's been another excellent afternoon. Well done.
Thanks, Tim.
It's the All Saints podcast for everything Brackley Town.
So many questions being asked, and we need to try and answer them here on the All Saints Show with Batcher Air Conditioning. So, it's the most confusing day of the football season again. And I was talking to somebody this week, and it's brilliant. Somebody just loves football. It's the most amazing Saturday of the season. Forget you know, your Sky Sports Super Sunday when, you know, all the games go off at once. They keep cutting to, you know, a goal between Burnley and Palace because it's going to signify it's going to finish 11th or something like that. Generally, this is why non-league football is the best. So, I've been asked a few times this week. And I've been asked by some friends at work. I've been asked by people in Tesco's. I've been asking myself as well. How does it work? Yeah. So this is how it works, the playoffs. Yeah. Right. If I'd have thought about this, I'd have got some voice. How does it work? Right, well, basically, I'm glad you asked this. So, of course, Brackley are in the playoffs. We know this. This is the most confusing bit now. So, for those that don't know, there is at least one more game after today. We just don't know when at the minute. So, as it stands, and we'll go through the fixture, do win, lose, or draw at this point as well. So, as it stands, Tamworth guaranteed National League next year. Champions promoted. Well done. 3 points this afternoon against Banbury. Clinch it, 96 points. Happy days. Well done. I mean, you know, you could have finished on a flake, but you lost to us, didn't you? Right, Scunthorpe. Guaranteed in the semi-finals. Because what happens is second and third go through to the semi-finals, which are, of course, I'm double-checking this. Oh, this gets more confusing now. Yes. Let me do the maths. Now, they're going to play next weekend. Yeah. And I'm sure... when was this from? It's from 26th. Oh, I don't know. Now, I'm quoting from Ollie Bayliss here from BBC Three Counties. And his tweet. That's the details I've got. So next weekend are the playoff semi-finals. Now, as far as I knew, they were on the Sunday at 3:30. Now, looking at a picture I'm looking at now on a tweet, it may be a little bit different. But let's forget that for a minute. We've got to get there first. So, Brackley are third. I'm going to finish third. Scunthorpe finished second because of the goal difference. Scunthorpe are on plus 45 as it stands, Bracknell on plus 24. Now, unless there's an absolute miracle and Scunthorpe lose, you know, 18-0 and Brackley win, you know, 15-0, you know, it's not Sunday League football. Brackley are going to finish third. However, the elephant in the room at the minute is Chorley. Now, Chorley this afternoon, and let's take a look at some of these fixtures now as we go. Now, Chorley this afternoon are away at Peterborough, who are 15th. Nothing to play for. Yeah. Northampton fan, you know, for once, yes, I like a team from Peterborough. Now, Brackley are 2 points ahead of Chorley. So, therefore, they've got to equal or better what Chorley do this afternoon to stay third. If they do that, they're not playing the eliminators in the week. Yeah. If they don't, they got a game on Tuesday, I think. Sorry, Smithy. Yeah, you've got a day off. Let me just check. Nope. Smithy, you're still at work. AJ, you've got a day off. Yes. Because the eliminator for Brackley will be on Wednesday night. Are you following all this? Grab a pad and pen and write all this down, because trust me, it's confusing the me as well. So Brackley finished third. They're playing next weekend in the semi-finals against, as it stands, either Alfreton or Curzon, who are fifth and sixth. So fifth and sixth playing the eliminator, fourth and seventh playing the eliminator. So the table as it stands, you've got Tamworth top. I told you, grab a pad and pen. It's going to get confusing. Tamworth at top, Scunthorpe are second. That is set in stone. Job done. Brackley are third, could finish fourth. Chorley are fourth, could finish third. Keeping up? Alfreton are fifth, could finish fourth if Chorley lose. Even this is hurting my head, and I've got about seven bits of paper in the studio in front of me at the minute. Explain this. Curzon, at the minute, sixth. Boston, of course, after they won the win against Banbury on Tuesday night. Yeah. You following this? Because I'm... What's it? So, Boston are now seventh after they won a win against Banbury on Tuesday night. They're seventh. Curzon National are sixth. Now, let's just go through the points here. That Alfreton on 77, Curzon 74, Boston 72, South Shields 71, Spennymoor 71. So that's down to 8th. 9th. That's down to 9th. I'll tell you what, that's just confusing even further. Because, bizarrely, Chester lost to Brackley at the weekend and can still get in the playoffs. They're 11th. Yes, and this is generally true. On Saturday, at 1-1, Chester was 6th. It went 2-1 Brackley. They went down to 11th. But their goal difference is phenomenal. They could still, bizarrely, mathematically make the playoffs. Basically, the whole premise of this, you know, 8-minute link is, well, into Tamworth for winning the league. Scunthorpe finished 2nd. And who's got a scoop of what's going on? What I'll do is I'll do a little Facebook Live on Yes, I'll do it tonight, actually. Yeah, I'm just thinking, because of course in my house it's carnage night, because it's FA Cup semi-final day, to Man City are playing. But yeah, I'll do a little bit of a Facebook Live tonight and explain who's got who, when and where. Because I've got a clue. Let's take a look at those fixtures though in National League North, because it's perfect timing, to be honest. And of course, champions Tamworth, they finished their season at Banbury United this afternoon. And I need to talk about Banbury quickly again. I spoke about my show last week. I need to talk about Banbury quickly. Bishop Stortford take on Curzon this afternoon. Of course, Brecklin out that trip to Croft Park take on Blythe. It's Chester against Darlow. Farsley. And let's look at the bottom of the table quick while we're on this as well, because that's just as complicated. Can you hear my script being turned over there? We'll come back to that in a minute. Of course, Farsley take on Buxton this afternoon. It's Gloucester against Scunthorpe, Hereford against Boston, Peterborough against Chorley. We they're all turbines this afternoon as well. Rushall take on Warrington, Scarborough take on Alfreton, South Shields take on Southport, Spennymoor take on King's Lynn. That's your fixtures. Now, quickly at the bottom, and this is just as confusing because it's three teams left for that final spot. Of course, Darlow secured their safety, as did King's Lynn. In the meantime, one spot left, and then bottom three above Banbury. You've got Farsley on 50 points, minus 21. Blythe, of course, Brackley got this afternoon. Let's just rewind my music a minute. I don't know if it's going to work with the podcast playing this music, but I don't care. It's got me rattling on. Blythe, minus 12 is their goal difference on 50 points. Rushall, 53 points and minus 12. So, you know, you don't want to tempt fate, but Farsley, Buxton, Southern, anything's possible. They need a miracle to stay up, which is a shame because I love a trip to Leeds. Guiseley are gone. Now, Farsley are going as well, potentially. Blythe need a win. And of course, who remembers that game? It was a couple of years ago now, wasn't it? Blythe need a win to stay up. JJ O'Donnell, 14 minutes from time. And bless, for some bizarre reason, we segregated it. Yeah, all 20 Blythe fans, you know. And Sam was working the bar on the away end. And I'm snuck through to say hello. And this lovely couple are like, oh, really upset. Normally we'd like to have a beer with our son. What do you mean, have a beer with our son after the game? You know, why can't you? Well, it's segregated, can't get through. I'm there. I tell you what, follow me. I'll get you through. Come on, this staff, follow me. Just gone home, mate. By the way, who's your son? Oh, he's JJ O'Donnell. He scored the winner. They did buy me a pint. They're a lovely couple. Hopefully you shouldn't repeat yourself twice. But yes, at the bottom it's a battle as well. We'll do a little bit of review on Facebook Live tonight on M3B's Radio Community. And I'll try and give you a rundown of what's going on. Yeah. Who knows? But yes, I need to share as well. And I've been at the club 8 years now. Worked for Brackley Town for 8 years. I'm really proud. I'm a Brackley boy. And it's the best job in the world for me. I get to eat food, have a beer, and watch football and talk rubbish. I mean, it's very similar to working for 3B's Radio, to be honest. Yeah. Apart from the fact I buy my own food here. But yeah. January and this week and Tuesday I spoke to Jan, the chief executive, spoke to him Monday night. She rang me about some bits and pieces, and Tuesday morning she'd rung me. I saw the phone on my desk at work, and Jan saved in my phone as the boss with two footballs and a smiley face emoji. That's genuinely so much I love. I've known Jan for about 20 years now. And, yeah. So she saved my phone as the boss. So it's like, when she rings up, it's something serious. And, so I rang her back. No answer. Got my lunch break, rang her again. About 2 o'clock, phone goes off. The boss. Oh, crikey. I kind of upset anybody. I'm mid down the club, you know. Mind you, then again, you know. For us to post a letter, somebody post a letter of complaint, you know, in crayon from Chester. Somebody in Banbury got their pen license, who knows? But yes, hello, darling, everything okay? Yeah, not too bad. What's up? I've got 2 missed calls from you. Well, you rang me. Did I? Yeah, you rang me. I've been in the office all day. Definitely haven't rung you. Do you know what it is? It's a bum call. Yeah. I've called you. My phone's been in my pocket. I've called you from my bum. My bum's called you. You name and like I've worked for the cobblers as well. And I know that. I mean, admittedly, I don't know Kelvin Thomas that well, but I know that at no point will Kelvin Thomas ever ring me and say, "Hi, Bunny, it's Kelvin. Hope you're okay, mate." You know, Sorry, my bum's just rung you. Yeah, bless her. Oh, what's going to happen this year? I remember that. Remember the show this time last year? Yeah, with the conversations. Last home game, wasn't it? Yeah, about bits and pieces. Because we've just got off on one there about the playoffs, because they're so confusing, who knows? But yeah, there you go. An insight into the world of Brackley Town this week. Chan's bum called me on Tuesday.
Oh, he's back, oh, crazy, he's back, oh, man.
It's the All Saints podcast.
It's win, lose or draw with Banny.
I completely forgot, of course, win, lose or draw, and it is the final week, and they've got some drama in this. I need to mention this quickly, a little predictions league. Now, I'm out, to be honest. I was doing so well, so confident. I'm in third place, I ain't going to win. There is 2 points at the top between Pete and Carla. Carla's on 310, Pete is on 312. Someone's going to win it. If there's a draw, we've got a little plan here, because somebody's going to win. Let me just find it in the studio quickly, because I need to play Carla to finish the show. There you go. That is the Fernie Cat Award. That's one of them two is going to win this year. I don't care who wins it. By the way, I just need to mention, of course, a little bit of sabotage. A little bit of sabotage from Dad, Apple Pay, that normally sorts out the entries between, you know, Hazza Fred. I know that. I know they're my children, but, you know, he sorts them out, you know. He's the man that does it. Also, of course, Pete, Carla, Andy and Ruby, the other contestants. He normally sorts it out. Now, Has couldn't work out why he got no points last week. Because Dad forgot to ask him. Yeah. Forgot to ask him. Sorry, Has, you ain't gonna do it. Nor am I. 2 points in it. Good luck to our two finalists. That's win, lose or draw. This has been the All Saints Show of Battery Air Conditioning. Take care. Ta-da!
Right here. Right now. Right here.